You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
She is one of my favorite human beings. And on the way out, Sam, she goes, and then did I tell you, I've got to go teach a class. I'm teaching a class called How to Fly into Oshkosh and Not Kill Yourself. She goes, because it's really difficult flying into Oshkosh. If you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to end well.
She is a fireball.
Oh, my God. I love her so much.
Little bundle of energy. I love it.
Oh, I love her so much. Once again, the website is airraceclassic.org.
And her team name is?
Shenanigans.
That's right.
So funny.
If you want to hear the interview again, check it out on podcast.
Please. I've got so much stuff to tell you guys. Honestly. I've got so much to tell you guys, I don't even know where to start right now.
World Cup all day today. Yeah. I have a good news World Cup story for
you. Please lay it on me.
So there were tons of fans at the Japan game. I think it was in New York.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they were playing, but there were tons of fans, and they were waving around what looked like kind of like the Steelers terror towel, how they wave around the yellow towels. Well, they had blue, what looked like towels or bags. Nobody could really tell. Maybe they were flags. Turns out they were bags. They were all trash bags. They were waving them around in support of their team. And then as everybody was funneling out of the stadium,
they picked up trash.
The Japan fans opened up the trash bags and walked through the stadium, picking up all the trash that folks left behind.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Bringing other cultures into the United States, because, you know, you've walked out of a Chiefs game before.
Or a movie theater.
Oh, well, the fact that it happens at movie theaters just boggles my mind. People dump their popcorn and leave it. But, you know, the peanut shells at the baseball game, beer cans in the cup holders.
I love that
story. It is a full force effort to try to clean up those stadiums after every single game. Japan fans come to New York and say,
on the way out, we'll take care of it.
We got it for you guys. Don't worry about it.
Here's another World Cup adjacent story. And Janae mentioned this, but it does bear repeating because there's going to be that one guy. You know it. There's going to be the one guy who thinks it's a good idea to put a drone up over a World Cup game. Let me tell you what is going to happen if you do that. The FBI is going to happen. The FBI is going to happen, and it is not going to end well for you. Not only is it illegal, they are warning the public, Kansas City, do not fly your drone in any restricted airspace during the World Cup. The fine is like $1 billion. Let's start with that. But it also comes with prison time. Multiple drones have been seized over the past week. Are you ready for this? As of today, the FBI and local law enforcement agencies detected drones flying in restricted areas 14 times. That means that 14 people are getting a knock on the door tonight, and when they come, they do not come quietly. Let me just tell you that. You're not even going to know what happened.
You weren't kidding. Criminal fines up to $100,000. Civil penalties up to $75,000 and up to 1 year in federal prison.
$100,000. Of course, the restrictions are in place to protect fans, players, infrastructure. The FBI is working very closely with the FAA on this, as well as the Missouri State Highway Patrol. They are urging you, if you own one of these, if you have a teenager who owns one of these, please check for active flight restrictions.
Basically, if you are within 3.5 miles of any stadium on a game day, or within 1.1 miles of any fan festival or other associated event, they are banned.
Correct. $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite stories of the day. We've got a whole bunch of fun, iconic film props going up for auction again. And one of them is very, very much Kansas adjacent. From CBS News. Oh, where are my Star Wars people? A lightsaber immortalized in a pivotal scene from George Lucas's Star Wars saga is among the fixtures of an upcoming auction focused on Hollywood memorabilia. It is a massive Hollywood and entertainment signature auction, which will give really all of us pop culture enthusiasts the opportunity to bid on numerous props from iconic films, including the lightsaber I mentioned, costume hats worn by the stars of The Wizard of Oz, Willy Wonka, hoverboards from Back to the Future 2, rugs from The Big Lebowski, boxing boots from Rocky.
I need one of those hoverboards.
Oh, yeah. A drafted screenplay of the Godfather sequel. John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for If I Fell, written on the back of a Valentine card while he was in New York for the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Huh.
That auction ends tomorrow, July 13th to July 17th. July 13th to July 17th. By the way, the lightsaber has never been auctioned before. Would you like to guess the opening bid for the lightsaber? And this is the one that was used by Mark Hamill.
I mean, it's got to be over $100,000.
It was a custom design prop specifically designed for actor Mark Hamill, and you are nowhere even close.
$500,000?
To the opening bid. Try again.
I'm way low, I'm assuming. $1.3 million.
Bidding on the lightsaber, which has never been auctioned before, will open at $1 million.
Wow.
It is the one that was used in the scene where Darth Vader declares, "I am your father."
Which was actually, that specific phrase was never said.
It also comes with the severed hand effects prop. For the hat worn by the Wicked Witch of the West in 1939 in The Wizard of Oz, bidding will start at $100,000.
Are those ruby red slippers up for auction?
They are not. Those were already stolen.
Yeah. The museum.
For the Willy Wonka hat, $50,000.
What is the one movie prop that you could not live without? If money was no object, it goes up for auction, you're putting all the money on.
Oh.
What?
Bruce, the Jaws shark.
Yeah.
I would build a museum for it.
Okay.
I believe it's hanging in the SAG-AFTRA offices, Dan. I think, I think the Bruce shark is in the SAG-AFTRA. I'd have to look it up. It's hanging from a ceiling somewhere. We might entertain some of your thoughts on that when we go back. I love the whole movie prop discussion. Like, for some of you, it's going to be the hat in
Indiana Jones.
Thank you. But for others, like, is it the ruby slippers?
Whip.
Like, what is it? Is it the whip? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have time.
I always loved the shoes from Back to the Future, not the hoverboard, but the Nike
Just
Maxes.
Nike.
Those were sick.
I'm pretty sure that might be included. Something Bruce? With Nike is included in this, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
Okay.
Bruce is at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures.
It would be very hard to fit that in a bedroom.
Still 100 pounds.
Super fake.
Shut up, Sam. 513-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.